This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. In the seventh episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025, boxer and Olympic medalist Mary Kom, Paralympic gold medalist shooter Avani Lakhera, and Indian shuttler Suhas Lalinakeri Yatiraj shared tips on handling exam pressure. Yatiraj conducted a fun activity and shared a technique to remove negativity from life. Indian shooter Avani Lakhera told students if they study daily with complete focus, they will be able to retain the information. She said there are breathing exercises that help maintain a calm heart rate during exams. Sharing the video of the Pariksha Pe Charcha episode, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country's sportspersons inspire people with their resilience, focus and winning mindset.
If you want to take a challenge, you have to be very strong enough. Inside also, you have to be very, very strong. I have faced so many challenges in my life. Discouraged hua shuru shuru mein. Main bahut sare challenges face karke mujhe champion banna pada. Mujhe bhi aise kar raha to aap log kyun nahi kar sakte?
In a major technological breakthrough, India has developed world's largest 10-ton propellant mixer for solid rocket motors. The mixer was designed by ISRO's Satish Dhawan Space Center in collaboration with the Central Manufacturing Technology Institute in Bengaluru. The mixture weighs 150 tons and stands 8.7 meters tall with a length of 5.4 meters and a breadth of 3.3 meters. It ensures precise and safe mixing of solid propellant ingredients essential for rocket launch. The railways will set up permanent holding areas at 60 railway stations across the country to manage crowds. Sources in the ministry said a decision has been taken to manage heavy crowds during peak season. The railways will also use advanced technology to monitor crowds. It said a special campaign will be launched at all Delhi railway stations to monitor the facilities and smooth flow of passengers. During the campaign, the railways will take feedback from passengers, shopkeepers, police and coolies. To ensure smooth passenger movement, platform tickets will not be issued at New Delhi Railway Station for the next 1 week, between 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. India's smartphone exports surged to 140% in January compared to the same month last year, reaching a record 25,000 crore rupees. This remarkable growth was driven by tech giants Apple and Samsung, who ramped up overseas shipments from the Indian supply chains. From April to January of the current financial year, total smartphone exports have touched 1.55 lakh crore rupees, representing a 56% increase over the corresponding figure of 99,120 crore rupees in the same period last year. India's growing electronics export, especially in smartphones, have been boosted by the government's production-linked incentive scheme, which has attracted global tech giants. In West Bengal, the leader of opposition, Subhendu Adhikari, and three other BJP MLAs have been suspended from the assembly today for a period of 30 days or until the current sitting of the session continues. Earlier, when the House sat for today's business, the BJP demanded a statement from Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on the issue of LA's resistance to Saraswati Puja at various education institutions this month. Women members of the BJP led by Agni Mitra Pol moved an adjournment motion on the issue. Speaker Bimand Bandyopadhyay allowed the motion but denied permission to hold a discussion on it. The inaugural day of the Assam Legislative Assembly's Budget Session 2025 began today at the Bodoland Territorial Council Legislative Chamber in Kokrajhar. This is the first time that the Assembly convened outside the state capital of Dispur. The first day's proceedings began at 12 noon in Kokrajhar, followed by the speech of Governor Laxman Prasad Acharya. The remaining day's session will take place at the Assam Legislative Assembly Chamber in Dispur, Guwahati. In Jammu and Kashmir, a brief exchange of fire took place along the line of control in Gulpur sector of Poonch district when an army post came under fire from a forested area of Pakistan yesterday. Akashvani Jammu correspondent cited that the firing believed to be sniper shots aimed at the army soldiers took place yesterday. The soldiers retaliated and exchange of fire lasted for a very brief period. There was no report of any damage on the Indian side. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.